It is oh so hard to resist the promise of easy money. In 1919, a swindler named Charles Ponzi promised would-be investors in his company that they could double their investment in 90 days. But what he was actually doing was using the money paid in by new investors to pay earlier investors. This kind of fraud came to be known as a Ponzi scheme. Bernie Madoff, who died in 2021, was convicted in 2008 of running one of the biggest Ponzi schemes ever. Pyramid schemes are a little bit different. They start with one person who recruits people for an investment opportunity or the right to sell a certain product. And then each of those initial recruits then has to go out and find more people to buy in and so on and so on. While the business might have a successful product, take for instance the nutritional supplement Herbalife, the people who buy in are often rewarded more for recruiting other investors than for actually selling the product. According to the Federal Trade Commission, a lot of people who signed on to sell Herbalife made little or no money. And when Ponzi schemes and pyramid schemes fall apart, a lot of people can lose a lot of money. So a good lesson here, if it sounds too good to be true, probably is.